Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
GR Mobile.
Now W2T Mobile to the house.
I was going to run in and get a hose fitting and a light for the chicken house. If they're not overwhelmingly busy, but by the traffic I see up here on our country highway, it's incredible. So I don't know. Go there or Home Depot, and then back past Ingalls. Bernice is not even going to go in at Lowe's. And that's about it. Just a quick run.
Got some lunch at the Chinese place and went to the Bilo and picked up the stuff I need to make my next batch of fruit cupcakes. And this time I'm going to use a spice cake mix for it instead of a yellow cake mix and see if that doesn't help things. And use a little bit of cornstarch to keep my fruit from settling to the bottom. So, you know, hopefully everything will be better this time around and getting it done. Post office, you got a little bitty van. I've never seen post office use a little bitty van like that for delivering. He must be delivering special deliveries or something like that. But anyway, boy, it's overcast today, but it's, you know, 44 degrees out here. That's better than it was yesterday. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Tom.
This is Gerald TR. Well, I got a notice this morning. I have that USPS app, and it tells you what mail you're going to get. Oh, every day, about 8 o'clock in the morning, you get an email, and it shows a picture of every envelope. No magazines, of course, because they're too big to photograph. And it said that they had difficulty in keeping personnel due to the COVID virus, and that the deliveries may be delayed some, and we've seen some odd-looking automobiles delivering our mail lately at times. So that's probably part of it, Rusty. Yeah, we try to stay away from the stores and all during this Christmas pandemic thing, and I stay the heck away from people when I go in.
Well, this actually was a little van that was had the Postal Service, one of their blue and white vans, so it's one of theirs. And it's just not a normal delivery truck or a Jeep like you see them using. So, anyway, but, yeah, I'm back about to the house here. And I went by up there where Wally World and Home Depot are in the same, you know, joining parking lots right there where they match up to each other. And I'm glad I wasn't going in. I just rode up that way because I needed to drop something off that needed to be repaired. And I went and did that at the Batteries Plus place. And then come on back down to my grocery store. And now I'm headed to the house. And I got lunch sitting here next to me. And I got a few groceries in the back of the car, which I'll take out after I finish eating lunch. And then I'm going to go inside and sit down and eat lunch and unlax for a little while, you know.
Watching people run the red light on the turn light here. It's amazing how many people go through after the light turns. Well, I'll let you go, Rusty. We're up here by the new Chili's restaurant here on Wade Hampton and just about a block away from Lowe's, so traffic's getting rough. W2T and 0TR 73's Rusty.
All right, we'll catch you later. 73, you and Bernice, have a good afternoon. W2T clear.